Hello.
Hey, is this Luis?
It is.
Hey, Luis, this is John with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm doing very well. Hey, man, listen, I know you're a very busy man. You probably have a lot on your plate. I just wanted to see if you'd received the finance offer from our company. We sent it out a few weeks back, and I just didn't know if that had gotten your desk yet, if you had a chance to take a peek at it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe it got lost in the mail or something. Let's see. Let me double check your address. Did you use a P.O. box as your main address? P.O. box 1590, Farmington, New Mexico?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, maybe you just haven't picked up the P.O. box in a little bit and it's in there. But either way, basically, I'm just following up because based on your financing history with Wells Fargo, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing up to $250,000 just right off that, just based on your lending history. So I'm trying to circle back with you and just kind of see how business is, where your needs are, and to just kind of see how I can help your business and help you grow.
Well, we just need the money for the business, you know, to keep on working, I guess.
Yeah. So you did some working capital, or?
Yeah.
Who is it with?
No, I need some money.
Perfect. Well, you know what? Then you were very fortunate that I called you today because our company specializes in equipment financing and working capital. So, do you have a quick minute to talk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the deal: what are your annual sales looking like? Just for last year, what were you at? Just ballpark it.
Probably about 2 million or something like that.
Oh, wow. That's really good news. All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since
05.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Since 05. All right. And do you need the working capital just to kind of float you during a little slow time, or you need to make payroll, or what are we looking at here?
Just to survive for the rest of the year.
Okay. Yeah. That's no problem. That's why we're here. And the best part about us is since we're not a big bank, and if you get through our quick one-page app process, I can get you an answer within 24 hours of how much we can get you and for what terms. And if you choose to pick one of the programs we offer you, we'll fund you in another 24. So 48 hours from now, we could have you funded. So that's the good news. So let me just go through a couple questions here. Do you have any current working capital loans or equipment financing out right now?
No.
Perfect. All right. That's good news. All right. And how much are you looking for? Do you have a number in your head?
Oh, probably about 200, 250, somewhere in there.
200,000 or 250?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, based on your sales, we're gonna be right in that ballpark, around the 200, 250 range. So that's good news. If you had to rate your credit, are you going with good, bad, or kind of somewhere in the middle?
I think it's good.
You think it's good? Okay. When was the last time you checked that?
I haven't checked it in a long time, but I think it's good.
Okay. No, that's good. It is. If you haven't checked it and you haven't had any loans or anything bad against your business, it's probably stayed pretty much the same.
Right.
And have you looked anywhere else yet with a bank or any other company, or is this just something that a need just showed up and you're ready to move on it?
Well, there was a company there in California that wanted to lend me like $40,000, but they wanted like 22% interest.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, was that an APR too, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, oh, Jesus, no. All right, well, good news is we don't do APRs. What we're going to do is we're going to analyze you and your business as a whole, starting with your overall revenue, and then going to your time of business, and then we take a peek at your credit. And then for the whole application process, it's a one-page app. We just would need the past six months' bank statements and then just your tax form. And if you can get all those things to me by the end of today, then tomorrow at the end of the business day, I'll have offers for you, and you'll be able to customize and kind of choose the one that fits your needs right now. How does that sound?
Okay.
All right. So hey, let me get a good email for you, and then I'm gonna send you the one page app and the three items that I need. And if you can buckle down and get to a computer and knock that out and get it back to me, I will have an answer for you tomorrow, and that's a guarantee.
Okay.
Alrighty. So let me get a good email for you.
LSWell66@MSN.com.
So LS, like Larry Sam?
No, Luis Flores.
Yeah, spell it out.
LF, like Luis Flores.
Luis Flores, perfect.
That's what it stands for, LF Well Service.
Oh, Well Service, okay, perfect. LF Well Service
at... No. LF, like Larry Frank.
Yep.
WELL66@MSN.com.
All right. Hey, here's the deal, is I'm willing to move as fast as possible to help you out, but I just need to know, are you going to be able to get to a computer today to get this information quickly filled out and emailed back to me? Is that something you're going to be able to do today, or maybe something you do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, when my secretary will be there.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, here's the deal, brother. I'm going to get you this information. Just look over it tonight. Get with your secretary in the morning, first thing in the morning, so I can get this. If you can get it to me first thing in the morning tomorrow, I might still be able to get it to you by day's end, the same day. But it's got to be first thing in the morning. If you wait till the afternoon, we're going to have to wait one more day.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So just first thing in the morning, if you can make this a priority, I can make you a priority, and I can get our underwriters working on this thing right away. And by the end of the day, I might be able to get you an answer. So that's kind of where we stand with that. Because I want you to make it, man. I want to see you make it to year's end and get back into the season where you're crushing it and you're making your money again. So let's just move forward like that. Do you kind of understand the process? Or you got any questions for me?
No, that's it.
Yeah. Is there a date for you that like is like, man, I have to have the money by here or I'm really in trouble?
No, not really, because you know we're still working and
yeah, that's good.
I got some income coming in, you know, but some companies they take too long to pay me, and that's what's
Yeah. Do you? Oh, so your receivables are a little bit behind.
Yeah.
What do you guys usually give your receivables? Net 30, net 60. What are we talking?
Net 30.
Oh, and they're basically late.
Yeah, there's some company that owes me like $270,000.
Is it an invoice for $200?
$270. Yeah.
And how late are they?
Like 160 days
away. Oh Jesus! So have you tried to do any legal action against them, or have you just continued to call them yourself?
Well, I put them on the collection deal, but you know,
okay,
they haven't
paid
them, nothing.
Have you done any research? Are they a company that basically is shutting down, or are they just avoiding payment?
So just avoiding payment. They say they don't have any money.
Oh God, yeah. I hear that way too often, man. It's just disgusting. You know, everyone's trying to pull a move here or there, and it's just, you know, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that. I hope that can get solved through the collections. But I'm just looking at my sheet here, and I don't really think I have any other questions for you, man. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you that email right now. And I don't know if you can mobily check it, but just make sure that you get that email. You maybe forward it to your secretary. Do you want to give me your secretary's email, and I'll CC her in it too?
That's info.
Yep.
Info at LF Well Service.
At LFWellService.com?
Yeah.
Perfect. .com. All right. So I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to CC your secretary. What's your secretary's name?
Tracy.
T-R-A-C-Y?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to CC her in it, and then I'm going to wait to hear from you in the morning. I get into the office. Let's see. You guys are in New Mexico, so you're only an hour ahead. I get into the office at 7:30 your time. I'm going to check my email. I'm going to be looking for it. If you can get it to me by 7:30, 8 o'clock your time, I will hand walk it down to my underwriters and make sure that they look at it and they take care of you and run you through their underwriting guidelines. And then we'll hopefully have some offers by day's end.
Okay.
All right, brother. Hey, I really appreciate you. I'm going to leave my contact information in the email in case you have any questions or anything else by day's end. If you want to give me a call back, you can do that. But if not, I'm going to look for your email in the morning, and I can't wait to speak to you tomorrow, man. I'm really looking forward to helping you out.
All right, appreciate it.
Hey, brother, it was great to talk to you, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.